Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Greg Warren with the Warren Report about umpires. It's coming up right after this.
Here's Tim Cavanaugh.
Jesus is just on race with me. Yeah. Jesus is just on race. Oh, yeah. Jesus is just on race with me. Jesus is just on race.
Yeah, we know it's a repeat, but things are always better the second time around. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
And we are now hooking up via satellite.
Yeah.
With there he is. It's Greg Warren. It's great to see you, Greg.
Hi, Greg.
With this week's Warren Report. And Greg got a really nice letter here.
Oh, yeah?
Dear Bob and Tom Show, I am going to my first live comedy show ever. I am going to see Greg Warren in Lexington, Kentucky on October 1st.
Nice.
Yeah, baby.
After showing my zero sense of humor spouse where the field corn grows, she agreed to go.
All right.
Wow. Wow.
So she likes your stuff. Of course, where the field corn grows is the Greg Warren special.
I found that a lot of people with no sense of humor like Greg's act.
I'm so sorry. I was trying to be nice. We got some nice emails about you there, Greg.
Thanks, Tom.
Your live performances. So that's nice.
I made the mistake of recommending your special to my neighbors, Greg. Because they have a couple kids, and I said, "Oh, you've got to watch this." Well, as they were watching it, I was receiving texts quoting your jokes.
I bet you enjoyed that, huh?
No, I didn't.
Hey, I can send you some of those texts if you want, man. I remember most of the jokes.
No, they loved it, man. They were so thrilled that they were able to watch it with their family, as a family together. So
I got this one from Carl and Amy. Tonight, my wife and I had the incredible pleasure of seeing Greg Warren live on stage in Golden, Illinois.
It's Golden's. It's where the mustard comes from.
Oh.
Yeah.
Always been one of my favorite comedians. He does not disappoint, all caps.
Well, there's no way he can.
And then he's a nice guy, too. He stopped and talked to us.
You want the worst, you got the worst.
He stopped and talked to us for a good 15 minutes.
He was trying to push merch.
But yeah, he's very lovely. Thank you, Carl and Amy. This is, by the way, addressed to Smoking Hot Lady and Dick Wads. Okay, thank you.
That'd be us.
Yeah. Certainly appreciate it.
Are you going to talk about the elephant in the room?
What's the elephant? That he looks like he's in a cave?
There's no picture behind him.
Well, I'm in Montana right now, chick.
Oh, you're Montana. In Montana.
Oh, become a dental floss tycoon? That's exciting.
Are you on the Yellowstone Ranch or something?
No, I'm in a Hilton Garden Inn in Bozeman.
All right. Very nice.
What's pretty early out here.
What's this week's, what's this week's topic there, buddy boy?
Chick, we're going to talk about baseball umpires and their history.
Cool.
But before I get to that, I went to a baseball game. I went to a Cardinal game last week.
Uh-huh.
A lot of fun. And you know those, like, they have those, like, really pretty girls that dance around on the dugout, and they blow whistles, and they shoot T-shirts into the crowd and get it. Yeah. That's got to be one of the shortest careers in sports right there.
A lot of turnover.
Yeah. Cindy, this is the hardest talk a manager has to have, but you got to face it. You're washed up. You're 22.
Right.
For you.
Yep.
Now, great. Were you at the game in which John Daly threw out the first pitch?
Oh, cool.
I was there.
He burned it from the mound right across the plate. That's what it looked like on the video.
I missed the first pitch.
Sorry
but,
I asked.
But I did see them interviewing him, and they won that game in the bottom of ninth. It was a pretty awesome game.
Yeah, that's great.
John Daly looks kind of like Santa Claus in street clothes.
Oh, yeah, he does. Yeah, he really does.
Big white beard.
He looks like the Santa that would be at the Ron John Surf Shop.
Yeah.
He had flip-flops on.
Yes. Sure.
What kind of toys you looking for, brother?
By By the way, that reminds me, Greg Warren, am I correct in saying you're going to be at the Jukebox Comedy Club in Peoria this weekend?
Yeah, this weekend.
Friday and Saturday? That's amazing.
Yeah, a little final run through for the special in a couple weeks.
Cool. Ah. Once again, Thursday, September 29th is your warm-up show. And then Friday the 30th, you're still warming up. But then Saturday the 1st of October, that's it.
That's when the cameras roll, Tom.
How many shows are you going to record? Two of them or one?
Two shows, yeah. Nate Bargatze, who I know you guys know, is going to be directing. He's there directing the special.
And, cool. Man, I've got a script I'd like to show him.
Josh, not that day. No, Josh, come on, man.
It's just a 22-minute three-camera show.
And it goes without saying, you guys are invited. If anybody wants to come down from the show, I got a hotel room for you, a nice one.
So. Oh, how nice.
Cool. Yeah. You guys are invited.
Well, I'll be there.
I've got to go to a wedding.
My heckles all written out.
Josh,
you're going to enjoy some of
the show better, Greg.
Yeah.
Speaking of heckling, I bet umpires get heckled a lot.
Yeah, I read this quote. It was from a sports writer named Furman Bishop.
Oh, yeah.
Furman Bisher, I'm sorry.
I think he's in Atlanta, right, or something like that.
You're right. Yeah. Chick, he is. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He said, umpires are submerged in the history of baseball like idiot children in a family album. Wow. I wanted to ask you guys, there's not a lot of pictures of me when I was younger. Is that, are they saying so?
Speaking volumes there, buddy.
Yeah. Huh. So back in the day, umpires were not paid. In 1871, the National Association of Baseball Players, basically the visiting team would submit five names and the home team would pick a name and that's who the umpire would be. It's kind of like the jury selection process. 1859, back in the day, umpires were in rocking chairs.
What?
Yes, this is true.
Yeah,
it probably did wonders for the pace of play.
That's strike two there. Did I ever tell you boys about the time I had two strikes on me and hit a grand slam home run? Myrtle, bring me a glass of country time lemonade. I'm step back here and tell these fellas a story before we get to the next pitch.
No looking it up. Yeah.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Some of the early names in umpiring, 1876, Billy McLean was the first paid umpire.
Oh,
Billy got $5 a game, which was unheard of back then. He was a very honest and trusted guy. 1882, Richard Higham was not an honest and trusted guy. He was banned for, quote, advising gamblers on how to bet when he was umpiring. Oh. Yeah. Boy, that's an awful nice way of saying fixing games.
In the early days, were they calling balls and strikes?
Yes, they were, Tom. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
It wasn't balls and strikes. It was Lenny and Squiggy.
Oh.
Did you know that?
I didn't.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Chick, I did a lot of hello. But that was, hello. You guys. You like that?
Full count. Three Lennies.
Hello.
Yeah,
okay. 1879, the American Association, which later became the American League, hired an actual umpire staff. They paid him $140 a month plus $3 per diem, and endorsements. and then 1880, the National League followed. Some early names in umpiring. Robert Ferguson, he was an iron-fisted autocrat, but a very good umpire. When he played, his nickname was Death to Flying Things.
Wow.
Yeah, I guess he was a. Yeah, it was his nickname. I guess he was a really good fielder. So he called Death to Flying Things. Josh, when you were in the competitive eating circuit,
I had a similar nickname, Greg.
Were you? What were you?
Death to Frying Things.
That's what I thought.
So, onion rings, what have you? Certainly.
if anybody is deaf to flying things, it should be Randy Johnson as he murdered a seagull. It was rough on the early umpires. The players routinely spiked, kicked, cursed, and spat on umpires. And this was in the 1800s. I'm not talking about in 1996 when Robbie Alomar spat on umpire John Hirschfeld.
Did he get thrown out of the game?
Oh, yeah. He got in a lot of trouble.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Incidentally, Christy, him and Hirschbeck are buddies now. I just
isn't it funny when that happens?
Really?
Yeah. When you spit on a man, eventually you get it. John Gaffney was the king of the umpires. He wasn't like Robert Ferguson. They said he umpired with tact and diplomacy, which I'm not sure diplomacy belongs in a Major League Baseball game umpiring, right?
Right.
See, now Mike here thinks he's out and Bill thinks he's safe. Guys, I think there's room for some middle ground. How about this time, Mike, you're going to be out, and next time, Bill, it's going to be your turn. I don't think it belongs there. Do you know this? Umpires are required to wear black underwear.
I didn't know that.
Why?
Yes. Yeah, because in case they split their pants, it's less obvious.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
I don't know if it does make sense.
Who's going to see him?
Why don't you just not wear tight pants there? You're a baseball umpire. You're not Leif Garrett in 1977.
Yeah, you're right. Give those guys some jogging pants.
Yeah, loosen up your pants a little bit, man. Cy Rigler, of course, you guys are familiar with him. He was the first guy to raise his right hand when he called a strike.
Oh, he was a showman. Yeah,
he was a showman, Josh, but not as much of a showman as William J. Lord Byron.
Is that right?
Oh, my.
Yeah. Lord Byron, he sang his calls.
Did he?
Which I think is, I'm guessing, the one that they tend to ham it up on is this strike three call.
Yeah.
And that's bad news to somebody. You don't want to have that senior strike three. Hey, you're on your way to AAA.
That hurts. Yeah.
You don't want bad news sung ever, gosh. Do you?
No.
Gonorrhea, you got it from Maria. Those brushes that the umpires brush off home plate? You can get one of those.
You can.
Oh, yeah. Really?
It's a whisk broom, isn't it?
You absolutely can. Yeah.
Well, it's not just a whisk broom.
No, it's a special broom.
Exactly. It's official, Chick.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, and I've got one. Sometimes on a first date, we go to the restaurant and the waiter comes to, with that crumb thing.
Yeah.
Oh, like,
yeah.
No, that, I've got this.
I'll need this later to brush off my balls.
Dust off your pants.
You're a little dusty.
I've got this, Sally. You're going to get a kick out of this one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Look at this.
Chicks love it.
They're impressed, aren't they?
Is it really? Isn't it just a whisk broom? Is it a special broom, really?
Is it? I thought it was a whisk
it's
broom.
It's made by the Franklin Company, probably an old competitor of Josh's, and you can get one, Tom, and it's not the same thing.
How much does it cost? What does that mean?
Put you back.
Let me see.
I'll get you one, Christy. I'll get you one by tomorrow.
$88.
Oh, he's got ump broom money.
Ump broom money. Oh, they are different than a little whisk broom.
Well, yeah, he tried to tell
you. I can get one for $9.99. Rawlings has one for $9.99.
Fine then, Christy, get your own. Get your own then. Try to do something nice.
Yeah. A little bit.
They don't tell you who's the umpiring crew until right before the game. That's because of it goes back to the Black Sox scandal. They don't. It's a lot less. It's a lot harder to bribe the umpires if you don't know who they're going to be.
Sure.
So, yeah. Chick, what do you think Major League Baseball umpire makes these days?
Didn't they just go on strike not that long ago? And this little, I'm going to say
several.
And by the way, they went on strike. I mean, it was right there, guys.
I'm going to say
I like it. What number, did he raise his right hand? I didn't see.
This labor relation issue, what number was it?
Strike free.
Okay.
I'm going to say six figures, 100 and a half, maybe. No?
Chick, that's starting salary. You nailed it.
Whoa.
150 is starting salary.
Starting 150.
Wow. The crew chiefs, the guys have been around for a while, yeah. 450K.
What?
Yeah. Yes. Now, with 4 weeks paid vacation during the season.
Well, wow. Why don't they take a vacation during the off season?
Oh, they do.
They do.
Okay, yeah. When you were at the ball game, did you have a hot dog?
I did not. We sat in an enclosure that had a buffet.
You can say it. A box.
It wasn't a suite. It was the National Car Rental, whatever they have, like a
sure.
area. Yeah. Yeah. I had some chicken.
Buffet, sweet to me.
chicken.
I believe our buddy Greg Hans says he stays in his suite all the time. Motel 6, room 34. Sweet.
Well, we need to get the closer here, Greg.
Yeah, wrap it up.
Well, I don't necessarily have one of those.
All right. Fair enough.
Do you know who Emmett Ashford was?
In closing, umpires are very valuable.
So to sum up,
Merriam-Webster defines umping as
Emmett Ashford was the first black African-American umpire.
Oh, yes, really? He was. Yes, he was.
I remember seeing him. He was great. Seeing him live. And
you saw him live.
1966. That was 20 years after Jackie. And then 1974. Rich Garcia was the first Hispanic umpire. We haven't had a female umpire yet. There's some that have had careers in the minor leagues, but they haven't made it to the majors.
Really?
That's got to be any day. That's going to change. Now, yeah.
I hope so.
That'll ruin the game.
Oh, you know what? I knew.
You're right.
Thank you, Josh. No, Josh Arnold, please send your hate mail directly.
I don't know. I didn't see if it was a ball or strike. I was too busy having my period.
Oh, stop it.
That's what they'll say.
They won't.
And I thought the red zone was in football, but seriously.
Makes sense.
Hey, Greg, have a great weekend.
That's not how I wanted to close this out, guys.
That's your fault. Okay, hang up the phone.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Hey, I'm Chris VanVleet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life
and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did, and I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris VanVleet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.